Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, I hope everybody had a good long weekend.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. Everybody had a long weekend, but maybe it wasn't good.
But you know. Did.
Right. Oh, that's a long weekend. Is it really, though? Because Monday's still a weekday, so it's not a weekend day. So it's not a long weekend.
Yeah.
That's true.
The weekend is a set time.
Yeah.
Right.
If you add a day on each side, you shouldn't call it a long weekend because it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. And weekend shouldn't include Sunday because that's the start of a new week, technically. Yeah. So the weekend should really be Friday, Saturday.
But you work on Friday.
Yeah.
It was weekend feels. Is what it was.
Oh, weekend feels.
That's what it is.
Yeah, what the kids say.
Weekend vibes.
Do kids still say catching feelings? They still say that?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I like it.
Catching feelings.
Do you use outdated slang, Lindsay? Have you caught yourself going, oh, I need to stop saying that?
Yeah.
Because I do it. I do it every once in a while. I'm like, oh, I need to stop saying it. Nothing's coming to mind, but I know I do it.
You know what, though? I don't tell myself to stop saying it.
Oh, really?
You just embrace it. You like it.
That's what I'm saying.
I use word as an affirmation a lot.
Word? Yeah, you do.
Word.
Don't take offense to this, Riggins, please.
Yeah.
No offense meant.
No.
But I think you and Alexis may have used tomato, 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 boo, tomato a little too long.
No. No, it was hot for like 2 weeks. I never used it beyond that.
Alexis was.
I'm very plugged in when things are not popular.
Yeah. I know you usually are, so I'm probably wrong.
I might be throwing you in there under the bus
with her.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
It's so good. It's one of my favorites.
When something's not good, you boo it, then you say tomato, tomato, meaning you're throwing tomatoes at rotten tomatoes like they used to do with bad performers. They'd throw rotten tomatoes at them on stage.
I've never heard it was a viral something.
Somebody used it in a viral video and it became like a thing. Yeah, for maybe a week or two, but I guarantee I didn't use it beyond that.
Mm.
Guaranteed.
Well,
that's terrible, Alexis. You need to stop.
I think she stopped now.
Okay,
baby bird. I think she stopped now, baby bird.
Do you use any outdated slang?
I'm not a big slang user anyway. So,
I'm trying to think of something you've said.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like slang, and homie, don't play that, you know, when it comes to slang.
You don't know.
If anybody accuses me of using slang, I'll just say, eat my shorts. Smell you later.
If Bart Simpson said it a lot, it's probably outdated.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Ay, caramba.
Yeah, right.
All right, Riggins' Weekend Review Song happened Friday. It's the biggest thing that happens on this show every week. And it is today's, in case you missed it, replay coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, last week, just like every other week, we got a great edition of Riggins' Weekend Review Song. And it is today's, in case you missed it, replay. Enjoy.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents, in case you missed it, here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
It is Riggins' funny song about popular culture for the week and what's been going on the show. The Riggins Week in Review. Hit it.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Lindsay is looking to find a match for Rob by using an app that's pretty smart. But I'm pretty sure professional matchmakers don't crack open a Slim Jim before they start. She's actually looking to find his wife, an actual woman to marry. But so far, all the applicants look like William the Refrigerator Perry. Rob and Lindsay butt heads quite a bit, I think, because they're similar and on the same track. Because they both You know, actually, I take that all back.
This is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
The inauguration happens on Monday. Let's keep the discourse out of the gutter. And as TJ always says, hopefully we can get back to loving one another.
Oh, we're going to get back to loving one another, y'all.
And today is National Classy Day. I'm just bringing this info to you. Between me, TJ, Lindsay, Alexis, and Rob, I think we've got some work to do. And tomorrow is National Thesaurus Day. And Lindsay, a thesaurus is a type of book that people probably tore pages from to roll up doobies while you were at ECU with that pirate hawk.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Tech D Rob started a second job this week, and he goes there right after work. So if you see the Statue of Liberty on the side of the road, oh wait, no, this doesn't work. Let me try this again. Tech D Rob started a second job this week, and he goes there right after the show. So if you see the Statue of Liberty on the side of the road, make sure you wave hello.
That's how you do it. That's a good one.
Rob could really do any job, really, because he's the total opposite of dumb. I mean, maybe he couldn't work at a fruit stand because he has never seen a plum. The national championship is also on Monday. Wishing Notre Dame and Ohio State the best of luck. Schools from Indiana and Ohio, you know those tailgates probably suck.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
So good.
Yay.
So good.
Y'all clap for the man. Because y'all aren't in the studio, I mean, you can't clap.
Yeah. How rude.
I said you did great. It gets better every week.
Well, she said she did. Said it was great.
Okay, great. There's a guy that was arrested and charged for the craziest crime ever. I'm going to share info about it next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Is that your stomach growling that I just heard?
No.
Oh, okay. I
don't think so. I had the sound playing in my earbuds.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't hear it. You keep your earbuds a lot lower than mine. So if my stomach did growl, you would have heard it and I wouldn't have. So maybe it did.
Well, you know what? My stomach is growling. Mine is. I'm starving.
So maybe it's yours.
Maybe it is mine. But you know, my thoughts are with Gen Z today. There's an article out that says Gen Z is suffering a midlife crisis.
I know.
Earlier than expected, because Gen Z only goes up to, I think, is it 27? It might be 27. But they said by every metric, scientists say that they're more depressed. They feel more isolated. They are less inclined to tackle new opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
They said, the quote was, by every metric, they're having a midlife crisis.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's because their entire lives they've been bombarded with doom and gloom and people using those tactics for political power they think that the earth is going to be destroyed within a few years. They think they live in a country that is just so violently, disgustingly racist. They feel like they're in danger everywhere they go. And they've also been isolated, you know, into the social media world, and that's how they communicate. So they don't get out and have human interaction face to face with people. I understand it. I don't think they're just being little babies.
No.
I think that society has pushed them in, conditioned them to be that way.
They said there is some financial burden aspect of it, but they said that's not the major factor of why they're feeling like that. Mm. And the thought of a 22-year-old feeling so anxious or stressed out is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
It makes me sad.
Doesn't it? I mean, at 22.
My initial reaction is that they're babies because they do a lot of babyish things.
Yeah.
But I see where you're going with this, TJ. I get it.
Yeah. And they're also told that you don't need all of the things that have been great in America so far. You know, it's to break them down and go family, kids, car. You don't need a car. You don't need a driver's license. You don't need all of these things that give you a sense of accomplishment when you're young. I mean, imagine that feeling when it was your time to get a driver's license.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you come, I got a driver's license. I'm on my way to being an adult, and I, you know, have this responsibility and all that stuff. Well, now they don't care about getting a driver's license. A lot of them don't.
I know that's
they don't want a car. They don't want a house. They've been told you don't need all that stuff.
Yeah. And they said there's a lot of barriers to entry and getting a lot of those things, financial burdens.
Yeah.
I'm getting those things because they are so much more expensive. But
mm-hmm.
I mean, at 21, go get an Incredible Hulk at a dirty bar and try to, you know, have a cocktail. That'll fix things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I don't know if you want to get into this, but it is part of the deal. More and more people are not of faith.
Ah, that's it too. So, huh?
Yeah.
Right.
They talk about mm-hmm. overall holistic health, and then I sort of tuned out because I don't know what that means. Just tell me. They're more stressed out. They're feeling more fearful. Holistic health, I don't. That means nothing.
You don't need holistic health. You need holy health is what you need.
That's right.
You get in the church house. You feel a lot better.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
I love this story. It made me laugh. Because I am a radio professional, and one of the things I love most about radio is the big voice guy,
mm-hmm.
you know, that does movie trailers or car dealership commercials. No money down, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw this report that says aggressive baby names are trending.
Aggressive
baby names, and they gave some examples, and I had to read them in the big voice guy voice. So some examples include Blade. Cannon, Cutter. Yeah.
Cutter.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cutter.
Oh my gosh.
Dagger.
Goodness.
Dagger.
Gunner. My son's name is Danger.
Danger.
Yeah. And this was a really funny one. Arson.
Are you kidding?
God, what? Yeah.
That's bad.
Because people say that it also sounds like our son. Our son. That's stretching it.
Yeah. All these are Blade. I mean, can you look at a little baby and think, Blade.
Yeah. So Wesley Snipes character.
But a Cutter.
Cutter?
Isn't there a Cutter baseball player? I feel like Kyle's friends with him or something. I don't know.
Is that his first name or his last name, though?
I don't know. I thought first, but I don't know.
Cutter. Okay.
What about Dagger, though? That's a cool name, Dagger.
Dagger.
And Gunner has been a name for a long time.
Yeah, Gunner. Maybe I have to say some of Danger. I don't know about that.
Danger just, Bloom.
But just give him a nickname, you know?
Yeah.
Like there was a guy from Jonesboro, Louisiana, that was really good friends with my aunt and uncle, and his wife had their first child, and it was a boy, and his name was Stephen, but the dad, his name was Delmer. Delmer decided before Stephen was born his whole life he had thought about when he has a son, that the son's name is going to be Tater.
Tater, right?
Tater, yeah.
Yeah, you have a Tater.
Tater. And so the minute he was born, I mean, they gave him the name Stephen, but it's Tater. And he would tell people, newborn baby there, this is Tater. It's Tater.
Tater.
Uh-huh. And he was called that until he was old enough to tell people to start calling him Stephen.
Oh, he went back to Stephen?
Yeah, later on after he was a teenager.
Well, really?
Wouldn't you?
I don't know. I think it's kind of a fun name, but I wonder why, if he was just so over it, he's like, I don't want that at all.
Mm.
That makes me kind of sad.
But I know somebody, this couple who named their kid Pork Chop in the hospital is a nickname, and they call him his entire life. He's a teenager now, and everybody knows him as Pork Chop, or his mom will call him Choppy sometimes for short.
I love that. It's a great nickname, Pork Chop.
It's because they said they came up with that because when the doctor held him up, the mom said, "What does he look like?" And the dad said, "He looks like a little pork chop."
Yeah.
And so then that stuck.
It's a great nickname.
Or maybe they call him PC sometimes.
PC.
PC. Yeah.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's what you call a pig that knows martial arts. What was that?
Pork chop. Oh. Woo. Oh, come on. Look out.
Yeah. More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right. We got so much to get to in the rest of this show, especially Lindsay being obsessed with finding Rob a wife on this app. There have been stipulations put on it because it does cost money in the subscription. So an executive decision had to be made, and we'll let you know how that works. And Lindsay's quest to get Rob a wife, and yeah, she's obsessed with it, and it's getting a little bit too crazy, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And which is makes sense for the stipulation that's been placed upon it now.
Right.
It's a time limit. We're okay. Under a time crunch. Yeah.
Sure.
I'm stressed.
So we'll get into that in a few minutes. But the inauguration yesterday, some people are talking about that. You know,
a couple people.
Mm-hmm. Melania Trump just busted out the fashion better than anybody could do it. And then they were all, oh, that hat, look at the hat. And the hat almost blew off because it was so windy when she first got out of the limo to go meet the Bidens for tea. You know, they do that little thing when they go in and have tea.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it was before that or right after that, that Biden signed the preemptive pardon for all of his family members. So, so that way nobody can come back and investigate them and prosecute them for any laws that they've broken, you know.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
You know, Biden crime family is what they call them. So,
yeah.
But what did you find out about the hat, Lindsay?
Eric Javits, my main man. You know, I got a lot of hats from Eric Javits. Made Melania's hat.
No way.
Made, handmade, yes. It's an Eric Javits hat. I am so excited. And you can go to our website and code TJ, you get a discount for Eric Javits hats.
Yeah, tjriggins.com/deals. Mm-hmm. And then the code TJ at the end save you tons of money.
They're the best quality hats. And of course, mm-hmm. I guess I'm not surprised because they're such good quality, but I am. It's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Everybody was talking about the hat yesterday, and Melania used a designer that wasn't like Ralph Lauren. Ralph Lauren did Jill Biden's dress.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, well, I'm going to use a lesser known and probably make that guy's career. But the hat was Javits,
Eric Javits. And I have a similar hat. I don't want to say the same one. So I feel like me and Melania are like this now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, y'all are.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, y'all could compare notes on the Eric Javits hat.
Sure.
Maybe you could trade sometimes.
Yes, he's like,
can I wear that one you wore at Inauguration Day?
How cool would
and
that
you
be?
You could wear the one that's in my profile picture.
Yeah, I feel like we're twinsies.
It was such a newsworthy moment. They'll probably put that in some sort of archive or a museum somewhere. Like, this is Melania Trump's. Yeah. I'm sure they do that for a lot of the first ladies.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is really cool.
Maybe he can make me a replica. We'll work on that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, on those entertainment shows today, they'll be showing the replicas of whatever gowns that you could get for, you know, one quarter of the price.
Yeah.
You can go to Target and get the exact same look.
Slightly irregular.
Yeah.
No big deal.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, we got to move. Got a lot to do and a short time to do it. So just to catch you up to date from the beginning, Lindsay's been dying to matchmake Rob. She wants to find him a wife. She says she's very good at matchmaking. So Rob reluctantly agreed to let her sign him up for a dating app, and she's doing all the work on it. And she has become obsessed with it. Now, one of the things that changed is when she got all signed up and everything, realized that they don't really show you anything unless you pay the subscription. So mm-hmm. we have a 1-month subscription to this dating app. So that's the length of time that Lindsay has to get him a woman.
Unless I forget to delete the subscription, cancel the subscription, because I'm real bad about that. And it is on my credit card. So
Jody didn't Venmo you yet?
She did, of course. Okay. But
the read thing would be on your credit
card. Okay. And Kyle's always like, did you remember to delete that? No. But I enjoy it. And I get obsessive with stuff like this when I'm really passionate about something, you know? And it's harder than you think, especially these days and times. I think maybe 10 years ago, it was a little easier. Now it's like people got some weird stuff on. I don't even know half the stuff they're saying. I have to like Google, you know, initials of things and acronyms. And I'm like, what are they saying? So it takes a little bit of time. But also, it's taken a lot of my time because when we're sitting at home during the week, you know, it was a holiday and we were just sitting at home with the family, I was on it constantly because that was my time to like really, every day I'm like, okay, we're going to make a match, you know, I'm determined. And my husband's like, Lindsay, you are out of control. Because I show him, I'm like, what do you think about? And he's so annoyed at this point. He's like, I'm trying to watch the football game. I'm like, but what do you think about her? You know?
So have there been any prospects that look good so far?
Yes. We are currently matched and talking with someone. After I make the match, it's up to him to go in there and chat.
Yeah.
Because I don't speak Rob. You know what I mean? So it could get dicey. And
because these women are into the same types of things that he's into, and they would know that you're not Rob if you're trying to talk to them.
Correct. Because I don't know a lot of the games they're talking about, you know, just little things like that. So what I don't like, it's not the chatting, the lingo he's using. What I don't like is the speed, the timing it takes him to message.
Yeah. So he's busy doing other stuff and you say, you need to message this girl. And he's like, well, I can't do it right now.
Right.
So that's going to end up being a headbutting thing between the two of them.
Yeah. And
she's getting on my nerves.
I need to go into this more. I don't know if we have time because there's one big thing that is making me mad.
Well, he said, he just said she's getting on my nerves. So yeah, I love this.
Yeah. I'm about done with this already.
How dare. I'm doing this for you.
I didn't say I wanted it, Lindsay.
Wait, hang on. So we got Now Trending coming up next. And then, Riggins, can we do pick this back up after Now Trending?
You bet.
Okay. All right. So hang on. We got so much going on today. You don't need to leave for even 1 second. All right.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right. So, We've audibled, and we're going to bump Now Trending back to the next segment, so we can go ahead and get to the bottom of this deal with Lindsay and Rob facing controversy, a little conflict about her working this dating app for him. So the big complaint is that he's not responding to the women's in a timely manner, as far as you're concerned.
Right, because this is a this is one of those things where timing is of the essence. I mean, you have to really get in there because they're getting matches too. And you really want to snag them when you can. What makes me mad is that Rob takes, what do you call it? A hiatus from his phone. So what do you call it, Rob?
I disconnect.
He disconnects. Okay. So he texted me and said, I texted him and said, hey, this girl is messaging you. Please message her back. Like, you know, I like her. I think this is going to be good for you. He said, you know what, Lindsay, I'm disconnecting for the weekend. I'll get to it when I can.
And the whole weekend.
Yes. Now, in theory, it sounds wonderful, right? Because you're like, oh, good, you're getting rid, you're disconnecting. You know good and well, he is still doing video games, and he's still, so disconnecting to your phone, okay, but you're still playing D&D and Sonic the Hedgehog and Pokemon or whatever you play on your big screen. So that's why I'm frustrated.
I was watching movies, and I was reading a book.
Yeah, well, movies is not disconnecting.
Thank you.
A book is disconnecting.
They were No, it is disconnecting. It is, for sure.
You mean to tell me you didn't play one video game this weekend?
I did, but not during the time I was disconnecting.
Anyway.
He's disconnecting from you, is what he was saying.
Is what he was actually
taking the
saying.
Weekend.
To... Yeah, yeah. I just
I need that when like 7 in the morning on Saturday, she sends me 6 to 7 text messages and calls me.
It's like, important.
Who's up at 7 o'clock on a Saturday, Lindsay?
Me. All of them. And you should be, because you wake up every day at 5 o'clock.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so did you lose this prospect because he didn't get back to her?
Possibly. I mean, I think they're still chatting, but the last thing was that she wanted to meet up and he went radio silent. And I'm just getting really frustrated with you, Rob. I'm about to start chatting again
because I did not go radio silent. I have talked to her since then.
Okay, well, it was too long for my liking. It was too long for my liking. If it goes 8 hours.
I'm just going to delete the app. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to delete it. I don't want to do this anymore.
Oh, look, we're $60 into this, and it's not being, it won't be used until the end of the month. So
right.
We got to use it on somebody.
And listen, when
can you change profiles in the middle of a subscription? Somebody's getting hit.
Got my 60
big ones on it.
We're not throwing away 60 bones. Somebody's getting a girlfriend. That's funny.
But good news. I'm getting DMs on Instagram of people that want to set up their friend or their sister and give me their phone number. So we have other routes. It's just that I've invested so much time in this app. So I'm seeing it through. You know me. I'm not going to back down.
Yeah. And she's sure not. 60 big ones.
Yeah.
You better not.
Yeah, out of TJ's 60, pocket.
60 pigs.
Let me ask you, TJ, you think she's going to be able to find him a girlfriend?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Somebody that will become his girlfriend later.
Okay.
But right now, he's determined not to let it happen.
Right.
Yeah. To give her the satisfaction.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
So now trending coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
The one story everybody is talking about, the Black Eyed Peas have canceled their Las Vegas residency for 2025.
I was crushed.
I can't. I didn't realize Fergie's not a part. Do you want to go see the Black Eyed Peas without Fergie?
No.
I mean, I barely want to see the Black Eyed Peas with Fergie. Certainly not without her.
Black Eyed Peas... had something about them, a little thing that would tell me that I don't really want to hear a whole lot of their music. I liked some of it. I mean, it was pretty
it's
good.
It's fun.
But when you have, like, say, more than two songs that count, like one to the two to the something, and then that's how you're rhyming and all that, then, all right, one's enough, two's really enough, and then after that,
I like it.
Totally agree.
I'm a bee.
But man,
you're a bee.
You're a bee.
But come on, you're in Vegas, you're having cocktails, and then all of a sudden you start playing my hump, my lovely lady love. That's going to be a fun time.
Yeah.
So it's kind of disappointing.
So it's basically just Will I Am, right?
Yeah. Or William.
And Apple.
Go listen to William.
I got to thank TJ. I walked in the studio this morning and he immediately gave me a hug and notified me that it was National Hugging Day. National Hugging Day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So reach out to the people you love. It's perfect time for it. It's ice cold out where we live. It's perfect time for a hug.
Oh, everybody needs a hug sometimes.
A little physical touch never hurt nobody.
Rob hates it, but.
Yeah. We can't really hug Rob.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday was the inauguration. It is the top trending topic. One of the big entertainment stories was Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
Going up there to sing America the Beautiful, I think it was. And then her backing music didn't play. So she looked right at the handler and said, I'll just sing it. Just like that. It was all on camera. And then she went and belted this song out. And she was terrific.
Yeah, she did a great job with that. But I don't understand how a band doesn't work. Because I thought she was supposed to be playing with one of the military bands. Like one of the military bands military band that was there, orchestra, was going to play. And she was going to sing.
Oh, really?
But obviously they have technical. They can't get the music to start. Well, it's a band.
Yeah.
Right.
Our drummer's smoking.
Yeah, he's out back.
They get called away to battle? I mean.
Yeah, really. Oh, I didn't know that. But yeah, she handled it. She looked right there. She was like, I'll just sing it, and made like this little face like, it's fine.
Y'all help me out with this.
Yeah, and help me out with this, if you know the word.
I don't think anybody needed to help her out, though, ever. Yeah, she was awesome. Yeah.
She was really good.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, y'all are actually messing her up. Okay, everybody, shut up.
Chill out. And then the other top trending topic, the college football national championship happened last night. Ohio State, Notre Dame. Ohio State came out the winner down there in Atlanta, Georgia. But a lot of people are saying it wasn't as exciting. It just didn't. There weren't as many eyes on this game. And a lot of reasons for that. Some people saying because there was no SEC team in the championship.
Yeah.
Just lacked the usual excitement of a big game.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, anytime there's not an SEC team in the national championship, it's not worth watching.
Is that right?
And I didn't watch it. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch any of it.
It starts at 7:30. It's so late.
So late.
Right. And, you know, yesterday, that was my Sunday, so I went to bed early.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Long day with the inauguration and all that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so those are just a few things that are now trending.
So we have something very special coming up. It may not be groundbreaking radio and podcast content, but it's very interesting and could be very helpful to you and yours. Coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.